Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joza Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Joza Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Joza Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having an amazing Thursday. Hopefully, we can make it a little bit better, a little bit brighter, because we have some really great guests tonight. So we have J.D. Shelburne and Paige King Johnson joining us. So I'm so excited to talk to both of these incredible talents. We're going to also play some songs of theirs as well. So stay tuned in for the whole show. You do not want to miss a second of this show, all right? So up first is J.D. Shelburne. So I hope you enjoyed this great interview. Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, J.D. Shelburne. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Oh, anytime. I've been looking forward to chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming on. We're doing good.
Of course. Yeah, I've been hearing your name around as well for many years, so it's good to finally meet you via the phone.
Thank you so much. Yes. The phone is good, but I would love to meet you in person one of these days. I've heard so many incredible things about you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely have to meet up. I've seen your name around. I was telling my publicist how much I've seen your name around. So I'm sure about sometime soon we'll finally cross paths, hopefully.
For sure. Oh, absolutely. It will definitely happen. We'll make it happen. We're definitely going to come see a show or something because you are incredible. You are an incredible artist, and I'm excited to chat with you about your album, video, so much more. I mean, you've stayed busy. So can you tell us first how making music all started for you? Take us, rewind a little bit. How did this all start?
Well, I started playing music in college. I graduated high school in 2002, went off to college in Lexington, Kentucky at the University of Kentucky, and my grandmother passed away during my first semester of college. And so I didn't really play any music or even sing when this happened, and she happened to have a guitar that she had left behind that I'd kind of found in her belongings after her death. And that's kind of what led me into music. And so once I found that guitar back in June of 2002, I took it back to college with me, and it sat in the dorm room for a little while. And then I kind of developed a little interest in it. And it kind of became a hobby, and then it quickly led to a passion. And I taught myself to play and sing, and that's kind of where my journey to Nashville started.
That's incredible. So you self-taught. I mean, you were interested in it. You thought about it, and you were like, you know what? I'm going to try to figure out what I have to do. You found that motivation.
Yeah, I definitely found a lot of motivation just booking shows because you could get paid. And, you know, in college, you know, my parents would give me an allowance, but if I could play music for one or two nights a week, I'd make a little extra spending money. And the more I played, the more money I made. And so I was making pennies back then, but I mean, to a college kid, it was just to get out and play in front of friends and something new in my life that I'd never done before. I was really gravitated towards entertaining people, and I think it was just the climb and the hustle that made me more interested in it, to try to get gigs and, you know, where would I play the next week and the next month, and that just kind of started building a fan base way back when. And one thing led to another, and I just kept hustling and kept going, and things started happening eventually.
Yes, and here you are today with a new album, Straight from Kentucky, which broke the top 10 on the iTunes country chart, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a big deal for me. I'm very excited about that.
Yes. That is such a big deal. What can our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what they might find on this album? Did you write all the songs on this album? Tell us about it.
I actually wrote four of the 11, almost half. This album is my fifth album out of Nashville. Phil O'Donnell produced it, and I really feel like it's my best collection of songs I've put out since moving here. And you know, it's just songs about the journey I'm on right now. There's a little slice of you know, summer jam and party mode, and mm-hmm. there's, you know, songs about love and small town and going to church and all those things is kind of wrapped up in my childhood and what I did as a kid, and a lot of the songs that I did not write, I just spent a lot of time during the pandemic listening to and just fell in love with these songs. And so, mm-hmm. You know, it's just good to get out and play these things and knowing that fans are really buying the album and listening at on their vacations, on their car rides to work. And it's a very humbling experience to know that I put this album together myself. I mean, I'm the one that chose these songs for my record, not my producer. He just mixed them and got them sounding good. So
yeah.
I really felt that I spent a lot of time really prepping this album in hopes that fans would love it. And sure enough, they have.
Oh, they have. You've had some really great response out there, I noticed. Everyone is really loving the songs on this album, and it's so good. Everyone can check it out now. It's available everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally right now. So go get it.
Yes. Please do. Absolutely.
Please do. Yes, you will not regret it. I promise you. It is so good. You're going to listen to every single song and love it because it's so cool because you have a little bit for, you know, a little bit of something for everyone. You know what I mean? It's a full album full of songs that you're going to relate to and just enjoy. You know what I mean? It's a good album.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, it feels really good to play these songs. I mean, you know, I've been playing. I do a lot of original songs at my shows, and, you know, the last couple of years, even through the pandemic, I've been playing my record that came out in 2018. I still love that album, but, you know, after you play these same songs for over 5,000 or 6,000 times at
mm-hmm.
shows,
yeah.
It's like, okay, it's time for new stuff. And so this new album has been a really fresh breath of air. You know, it came out on June the 25th. I went back home to my hometown on the 26th. We played these songs for a town square full of people and fans, and it just felt really good. It was just like a new fresh start, and mm-hmm. you know, I really have just bragged on this album since I've been in the studio with it, and I really feel like this is just great summer songs. I mean, they're feel good songs,
yeah.
And just playing them live in front of people and seeing their reactions, it's just been great.
Absolutely, check it out, everybody, right now if you haven't already. Your single "Hometown in My Headlights" from your new album had its video premiere on People.com. Come on now.
That was huge, yeah. I've been working to try to get on People for quite a long time.
Yeah.
It was finally the door opened. Sometimes, you know, if you knock enough times, someone finally answers.
Yeah.
And People has been a fan a while, and mm-hmm. it just wasn't the right time until now to feature the album and to debut the video, which was really cool. I mean, I can now always say I've been on People.com. That was a huge, huge outlet for us. Lots of fans.
Oh, absolutely. How cool is that? And tell us a little bit about the filming of this video. It looked like it was a lot of fun.
It was. You know, we actually, when I decided on the single, Hometown of My Headlights, I just had this idea of just a small-town vibe. And I'd done stuff in my hometown, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to keep this one in Nashville. And just so happened, I had stopped off at this little drive-in diner down in Lebanon, Tennessee, and got a burger one day.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner and I just kind of started talking, and he mentioned that Kid Rock had shot a video there. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. So it kind of had me interested. So I got on YouTube and Googled Kid Rock and found the song that he shot there. And that's what gave us the overall idea of shooting this video there. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of how the video, the scene got set up. And we shot it one night about 9 o'clock. And it was funny because the whole time we shot the video, people were driving by blowing their horns, and they stopped at the stoplight, and they'd rev their engines up, and it was just funny. It took me back to my old high school days in my hometown, but it turned out great, and CMT's playing it right now, so I'm very thankful.
What is next for you? Have you been songwriting, or I know you have some shows on the calendar, so what is next for you?
Well, we actually just opened for ZZ Top, which was huge.
Oh,
I mean, I did a show with them on Sunday night, so that was kind of crazy, but...
Oh, my goodness.
It was a dream come true to open for them. But, you know, that kind of kicked off our summer tour. I mean, we've got about 40 dates right now this summer. Every weekend's full up until the end of October into November. So we're just looking into the fall and the first of the year for more shows. And one of my goals as an artist is actually to release a Christmas album. And so now that this album is out, I think I'm going to slowly start dabbing into recording some Christmas music. And that's always been kind of a goal of mine. Since moving to Nashville, you know, you see a lot of artists that put their songs out, but you see a lot of artists that take time and record Christmas music. And I love Christmas music, so that's probably next on my agenda, and followed by trying to get on a national tour and, and hopefully they'll operate. We'll see.
Yes, yes, yes to it all. Who do we need to contact? We need to put out a petition, y'all. I can definitely see all of this happening because just the track that you're on now, it's just so exciting for me to, as a fan, to see your journey. You know what I mean? And hear where you started to where you are now. It's very neat. I know people are going to want to connect with you after the show. So can you please give us your website and also your social networking links so people can keep up?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, so I encourage all our fans to go to Google and just type in J.D. Shelburne. If you spell it wrong, you'll even find my website, I promise. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can download our albums. The JDShelburne.com will lead you to everything. So we encourage fans to become a fan. That's why I'm in this business, to make fans and to meet people and shake hands and kiss babies. And that's what we've been doing since 2003. So we've always got room for more fans, and we appreciate you spreading the word as well.
Of course. Of course. You know, anything we can do. And, you know, please make sure you connect with J.D. Shelburne. You will definitely, definitely love what you see. And what's really cool is you've received so many great compliments on your voice and this song from, like, Lee Greenwood, CMT, Joe Bonzo, the Oak Ridge Boys, and so much more, which is incredible. When you first got started, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would be in, like, this position right now?
I mean, honestly, no. you know, I started on a back porch in an old house. In Lexington, Kentucky, playing to some friends, and half of my friends, you know, were just like, man, you're never going to get off this porch, you know, and I'm like, you know what, if I never do, it's fun now, and mm-hmm. to look back and to see the journey I've been on, and, you know, just every year I've gotten a little bit farther, I've played more shows, I've made more fans, and, you know, it's really been a great journey. I've learned a lot, I've met a lot of people that have helped me, I've surrounded myself with great people that have encouraged me. You definitely find out who your true friends are,
yeah.
And you know, and the farther you go, the more people you take along, and the smaller your circle gets, to be honest with you. And so, mm-hmm. It's just really been an amazing journey. And I tell people all the time, kids will message me or they'll ask me in shows, you know, hey, I want to get started in the music business. How should I start? And I have to think, because I'm like, oh, it's taken me over 10 years to get where I'm at. I mean, I don't even know where to take to start. It's just a long journey. It's a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. And a lot of hustle. You know, if you'd have told me back on my back porch in college playing to three or four people in front of a bonfire that one day I'd be on People Magazine, CMT, and open for ZZ Top, I'd be like, dude, that's all a dream. No way. But it happened, and I'm so, so, so thankful.
Yes, and here you are now. And before we go, I have some fun questions for you, all right? I love my fun questions. So, perfect. So, have you... on performances, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that just did not go as planned?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the one that really sticks out, I was, this has been about 2 years ago, we played in Las Vegas, and, mm-hmm. I had invited some friends to Vegas, that some longtime fans, they live out near Vegas, and I actually met them for dinner or lunch before the show, and we chatted mm-hmm. or whatever, they were bringing some girlfriends out, so anyway, we get to the show, we get on stage, you know, we're rocking out, places packed with people, and my friend who I took at the lunch looks at me and makes this weird face, and I'm like, okay. And she looks down, she said, your fly's open.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, no. So my jeans are unzipped. I was so embarrassed. But, I mean, I've got a couple stories like that. So I always double-check my zipper on my jeans because you just never know.
You never know.
And I was so embarrassed. That's one of many.
Well, that's actually right here some great advice. Always check the fly before you go out.
Always.
You can help a lot of musicians and artists right now here on the Jesse Show with that advice.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. It happens. It really does. You never know when you're live. It really does.
Never know.
Next fun question that I have for you. Is there an artist out there? I mean, as you mentioned, ZZ Top. I mean, come on now. Is there an artist out there that you would still love to kind of share the stage with or maybe do a duet with?
You know, taking me back to when I was 16, Mom and Dad bought me a Chevy S10 truck. I remember, you know, just driving to town for days among weeks, cruising town after ball practice and listening to Tim McGraw. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I had every single one of his albums. And I got to be on a bill with him back in 19, and I framed that poster in my house with his name and my name under his name,
and
which is cool. But yes, but to share that, to actually sing with Tim McGraw, I'm not sure I could get through a song because I would be starstruck.
Right,
I mean,
right.
He's just one of my all-time favorite music guys, and you know, he's still going. He's still putting out smash hits, and
mm-hmm.
it would be between him, Garth, or Kenny Chesney, my three top.
For sure, for sure. Oh my goodness, that would be so cool. As a fan, I would be listening. I would be watching. I love it. And then the last question I have for you is probably going to be the most craziest question that you'll ever be asked in your career. So here we go. Have you ever? What animal? Goodness, what animal do you feel in the wild would best personality suit you? Which animal would you be, Dean?
Oh gosh. Probably, I would say like, probably like a lion, like looking for prey. I feel like I'm like the guy that always looking for the next big step or the next gig or the next contact I can reach out to that can help my career. I'm always an artist that never really sat in my house and let people come to me. I've always been a kind of on the prowl kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's always reached out to people asking, you know, hey, this festival, you know, I'm available to stay. Would you consider booking us? Here's what we've done. So I would have to say, I mean, I'd probably be like some kind of like meat eating, like
a go getter.
So definitely go getter. That's how I've gotten so far on my own is being a go getter and never taking no for an answer. And I really haven't gotten that many no's in my career.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly like you're just not ready yet.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
So I just, you know, getting those when you're way early starting and playing music and stuff, it just keeps you going, keeps you energized.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes. And what I love about you is you just keep pushing forward. You just keep doing your thing. And I'm excited to see what is next for you. We'll be keeping a lookout for everything that you have to come. And please come back on anytime, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. And I love your personality. Keep it going.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you were fun to talk to, so it makes my job so much easier. So thank you for that. J.D. Shelburne. God bless you. J.D. Shelburne, everybody. He was amazing. I had so much fun chatting with J.D. Shelburne. Please make sure you check him out. And we have his single, Hometown in My Headlights, with us right now. So I hope you all enjoy. We're going to play it right now. Hit it.
Been a while since I've been back around here. Sure looks like ain't nothing's changed. Same two lanes, same two red lights, same number on that population side. It happens every single time I drive down Main. This wind feels like a movie screen, playing back those memories. Cheap cold beer and an old boombox, party going down in the parking lot. Yeah, we thought we ran this town. Burning tires, hearts on fire. Thought we were so cool. This wind feels like a movie screen, playing back those memories. Cheap cold beer and an old boombox, party going down in the parking lot.
Back, that was Hometown in My Headlights by J.D. Shelburne. And up next, my guest, Paige King Johnson joins me.
Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Paige King. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. I've been looking forward to this. You have some great music out that we're going to talk about here, but I would love to kind of figure out how this all got started for you. When did you realize that music was what you wanted to do as a passion?
Well, I was always the kid that had to have attention.
Me too. I love it.
Music has always kind of been a part of me in some aspect or another. Ever since I was a little girl, I grew up singing in church, as every little typical Southern girl does. So music kind of started there, and I was taking piano lessons at the time and singing at church. And then whenever I was 10 years old, my grandpa bought me a guitar for Christmas that year.
Mm-hmm.
And he had seen how much I was enjoying music, and he was like, okay, well, maybe this little girl isn't just a person who needs attention. Maybe this is something that is one of her passions and
yeah.
is something that she can take further than just a hobby. And so he was kind of the push to get into music in a different level, and so he bought me a guitar at Christmas and encouraged me to start getting into lessons. And so that was when I took my first transition into music, and then that following Easter, my grandfather actually passed away.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of, I took it as my sign from the Lord and
mm-hmm.
from him and everything else that, you know, I really needed to take the time and put it into music as much as I could, just to see, you know, where it could take me, because I felt like I owed that to my grandpa. And so it was after that that I started really taking guitar lessons seriously, and once that happened, I instantly fell in love with music and really started the whole snowball effect into where we are today. And
mm-hmm.
so it went from birthday parties and backyard barbecues and playing more at church and everything else, and then as I grew and I became, you know, closer to high school graduation, I was realizing that it wasn't just a hobby, but that it was something that I wanted to pursue further and to make into a career. And so
yeah.
Then I made the move to Nashville after high school, and I went to college in Nashville, and I've still been working ever since, and I'm still here. So I guess it's working.
It's working out for you. I was just going to say, I mean, I love how you got started. You know what I mean? I love that your grandpa gave you that push and that motivation. We need more people out there that see things in their kids and their grandkids and are like, hey, you're actually really good at this. You should pursue this.
Yeah.
You know, you need that person to give you that push. And I love how you got started. And here you are today. You have a song out titled She Holds This House Together. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, so this was a song that I co-wrote with a friend of mine. His name is Mike Astrakhan, and we write together a lot, and he's just one of those people that just gets me as a songwriter. And back last year, right after Mother's Day, we were kind of talking back and forth over Zoom about, you know, what we had done for Mother's Day, and it was a
mm-hmm.
weird year of trying to figure out how to honor them. And that conversation kind of just led into a conversation about our mamas and how much they mean to us and how
mm-hmm.
lost we would be without them, and, you know, all the things that we would never, ever say to her face, but that are truth. And that led into just writing a song that day of what we thought was just, you know, a pouring out of appreciation to our moms. And as we kind of sat on the song and let it, you know, build within us, we realized that it wasn't just a song to our mamas, but that it was a song to all moms and all
mm-hmm.
women out there, whether, you know, biological moms or just women in people's lives that have been such an impact to them and
mm-hmm.
helped them raise up into the people that they are today. And so I took it into the studio, and when I got the first mix back from it, I was just sitting in the car listening, and I was, like, crying. I was like, okay,
yes.
maybe this is something that I'm supposed to release.
Yes.
And so we decided to release it this past Mother's Day, and it's just been incredible to see the response back, and, you know, people sending me pictures of them and their moms and talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, how much this song means to them, or people who are new moms and how it's taken on a whole new meaning, or people who have recently lost their mothers, and how it's
mm-hmm.
another way to honor their spirit. So it's been more of a blessing to me, I feel like, than maybe some of the people who have heard it.
That's beautiful. And you have some videos out for this as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the making of those?
Yeah, so I love being very hands-on, and that's what I love, being an independent artist, and I get to do a lot of my own stuff and kind of take the steering wheel for it. And so I actually put together the music video for this song, and I took it as a chance to kind of honor my mama in a special way. And I found a lot of old pictures from my childhood with my mom and my sister and my mom and all of our family, and just it was a really fun thing for me to do because I got to dig back through a whole bunch of memories, and that sparked a lot of conversations and
a
lot of retelling of old stories that happened in our family. And it was cool, and for a lot of our friends and family, for them to go through, they would, you know, respond back and say, oh, I remember this, or that was such a sweet time, and everything. Mm-hmm. So it was just, like I said, it was just a bigger blessing to me than I think anybody else could have ever gotten.
Yes, and I hope everyone checks out the videos, but also the song. It's available everywhere, right? The music is sold and streamed.
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Check it out, everybody. And you also released a song titled Just Like You, You Are Busy. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yes, it is my love song that I released a little while ago. And I had the idea for the song in my phone for the longest time. And I went to one of my friends that I went to college with in Nashville. Her name is Reagan Russo, and she's always my go-to for love songs, just because she's great at them. And I have different songwriter friends who are great at, you know, different kinds of songs, and she is my go-to all the time. So we wrote this song back in 2019, and we both loved it, and I took it into the studio, and my producer loved it, and he said, I don't know what we're going to do with this song, but we have to do something with this song because it's something that needs to be heard. And so it was just a really fun song, and it's one of those that you don't expect it to take it as far as it has for me in the life of a song. And so I've watched friends and family do their first dances at weddings to this song. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, been able to bring in some of the people that have been on my dream list of people to work with within the music industry for this song, being, you know, one of my heroes was Pam Tillis all the way through country music. And she heard this song, and she got up with me, and she's like, I have never met you, but I just heard your song. I love this song. I want to be able to get involved in whatever way I can with this project. And so she came on and was the director of the music video for this song. And then we were able to get the music video premiered through CMT, which was another milestone for me and another one of those what is happening moments.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a huge moment. That's like one of those moments where you're just like, what? Like, how, what? Okay, I like it. I can dig it.
Yeah, absolutely. To be the little girl who sat in front of the TV every Saturday morning with her bowl of Cheerios watching the top 20 countdown on CMT, and now songs are on there, is just like, mind-boggling.
That is crazy, but worth it, though, because, and I mean, well-deserved, because Just Like You is such a great song, along with She Holds This House Together. I love that you write from the heart, and you have songs that can impact so many people, you know, that people can relate to, and I think that's why people fall in love with you and know your name. And I hope everyone today checks out both of these songs, check out all your music, and I have to ask, because I need more. Have you been writing? What's been going on? Maybe some new music in the future that you could tell us about? What's been going on?
I mean, I did so much writing over last year because really that's all I could do because I wasn't on the road.
Exactly.
And I wrote some of my favorite songs ever and went back into the studio, thankfully, and we are working on a project right now. I can't really say anything, but it is most definitely coming sooner than later with some new music. I'm actually headed to Nashville today to work on some stuff with it, so I'm so excited, and I can like taste it. It's right on the cusp. It's just the best feeling ever.
I can't wait. Well, I'm definitely going to keep my eyes and ears peeled for this one. Because it sounds like it's going to be good. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. And for people who want to connect with you after the show and get to know you better and also stay on the cusp of what you have next, can you please give out your website and social networking sites, all that fun stuff?
Absolutely. My website is just PaigeKingJohnson.com. and on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that jazz at Paige King Johnson as well.
Check her out, everyone. Please do. You will not regret it, I promise you. And before we go, we have a fun question for you. Are you ready?
Oh, I can't wait. I love this.
I love fun questions. It's my favorite. Okay, so the first one. While performing live, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments or just a moment that did not go as planned?
Oh, for sure. I have so many squirrel moments all the time that I will literally be like, I know what song I'm about to sing, and I'm talking about it like, you know, it's ingrained into my memory, and it usually is, and I've had many moments where I start playing the chords, and I'm like, we're just going to have to do this intro again because I can't remember the first words.
Right. It happens. I'm telling you, I don't even know how artists, you know, like yourself are able to sing so many songs in a set. I'm like, I would forget the first song. It's a gift.
Usually, most of us, if we can get the first two words out, we can get the rest of the song. It's just like, I need to know how the story starts.
Right, exactly, exactly. And then you roll with it. Oh, I love it. Well, hey, it happens. It does. And the next fun question. Is there a venue that you have not been able to have the opportunity to play that you'd love to?
Oh, that's like the top of the list for most country artists and artists in general probably is the Ryman in Nashville. Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous and obviously the Mother Church. And so that's at the top. Also, Red Rocks Amphitheater. I recently went out to Colorado and visited that, and it is the prettiest venue I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yes. I can see it happening. Both of them for you. I'm putting it out in the universe for you. It'll happen. It'll happen. And the last question that I have for you, is there an artist out there on radio today or, you know, any genre that you would love to, you know, do a duet with or work with or share the stage with? Who would that be?
My top of the list is 100% Loretta Lynn. She is my hero as a woman, as a lady in country music, as a songwriter, and that's always been my number one collaboration. And, you know, knowing that she's in her later stages of her career and everything, that would be the first and foremost on my list.
Oh, can you imagine the stories she can tell?
Oh, my goodness. Some of them you probably don't even want to know, but I know that lady has just endured so much.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, that would be wonderful. And keep going in the track that you're on. I could see amazing things for you, and I can't wait to follow your journey. You're an incredible artist.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Paige King Johnson, everyone. Check her out, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love it. Please make sure you check out our music. We do have a couple songs here that we are going to play that we chatted about on the interview there. So the first one we're going to play is Just Like You. So let's play that, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Ain't it just like a man to forget every birthday and leave you hanging on the line wondering if he's gonna say I love you? Ain't it just like a man to show up late to the party expecting you'll be ready to leave on his arm soon? But ain't it just like you? Your job and your mom for a new home.
are back. Now, the next song we're going to play from Paige King is She Holds This House Together. Let's play it right now, and remember to share it with your mamas. They deserve it. Here we go.
Most mornings she's up before the sun even thinks about rising. Gets breakfast going and the laundry out for drying. Makes a cup of coffee, finds her favorite front porch spot. And has a few minutes with the Lord before the crazy starts. She keeps this family running like a well-oiled machine. And never asks for anything. It's not just the boards and the floors, the hinges on the doors, the nails in the walls that keep this place from falling. It's not just the windows and the rooms, the shingles on the roof, the bricks and stones that give this
back. That is so beautiful. I love that song so much. That was She Holds This House Together. And I want to thank my guests, J.D. Shelburne and Paige King, for joining me today. And I hope you all enjoyed the interviews as much as I did conducting them. Both incredible talents. Please make sure you check them both out on all of the social medias all over the interwebs. Please do. They're incredible. They really are. And I had such a great time chatting with both of these talents. So please check them out. And I hope you all have a great rest of your night. And thank you all so much wherever you're tuning in from. I appreciate and love you so much. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Good night. Mwah. Bye.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.